Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby Family of Companies. We are your hosts.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey,
we have one headset in the studio today. Actually, we have two. TJ has his own, but told me and Patrick and our guest Michael Cox that
we don't even get it.
He thinks we're cool without it. And then I look up at him, he looks like Mickey Mouse.
Wait. Are we on the radio?
And then you tried to pull the other headset, and it didn't work.
I got denied.
How'd that feel?
The claim was denied.
Yeah.
This is
Dikembe Mutombo. For all of you 80s kids,
90s
you come inside and try to dunk on Dikembe, he said, no, no, no.
He waved his finger at you. He had a big finger, too. That guy had some humongous
And then Michael
hands.
Jordan, for all of you who don't remember, I like going down memory lane.
Dunked on him.
And then when he shot a free throw, he said, Dikembe, and he closed his eyes and hit a free throw.
That's right.
You remember that?
That's right.
That's why his rookie card worked.
That's almost as cool as hitting a chip shot with one arm.
That's pretty funny. Okay.
No, I've seen you do it. It's unbelievable. One-arm chip shot.
It's a lesson I took.
It's unbelievable.
I took a lesson on chipping.
Listen, it worked.
From my golf coach, Steve. Great golf coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a drill to make sure you're using the only arm that you should use when you're chipping.
Makes sense.
Instead of a lot of people
try to get real handsy with it, and that's what happens with me.
And I do. And I skin it across and lose the ball and cry and get mad that my clubs quit. I'm not a quitter.
Don't quit.
I'll go one arm.
Don't quit. Don't quit like these headphones did.
TJ quit you.
The task cams.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. We are flying through summer.
Unbelievable.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, right. I asked a fella yesterday. I said, how's your summer going? He said, it's gone. I said, it is mid-July.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess some schools, I mean, your kids probably start back middle August, early August, depending on, I mean, some get off earlier and they start earlier. And some, I think Mecklenburg County.
I honestly don't
later.
Know when my kids start school.
I don't either.
I hope Reagan has them in line. Yeah. And they're going to get an education this year.
That'd be good. I think they're doing all right.
I hope.
Yeah?
I have faith. I have faith that they're going to do fine.
Yeah. No, I couldn't even tell you.
Hey, Patrick, factoid.
Factoid?
Somebody told me this yesterday.
What you got?
What is the hottest temperature ever recorded?
Oh, you're stealing.
On top of Grandfather Mountain.
I know the answer. According.
Oh, you're the guy that told me that.
According to the zip drive they handed to us when you go in. It's pretty cool now. They give you a, what do you call that? A zip drive where you plug it and you go, anyways.
I've never plugged a zip drive into my car.
They give you one. I didn't even know.
You said that yesterday.
You plug it into your car.
You told me this factoid.
The factoid.
It went in one ear and out the other. I didn't believe the fact.
It was a fact.
Because you said you plugged a zip drive into your car, which I don't even know how that's possible.
Well, there's a lot of things on your car that you might not know are possible.
Well, I promise you this. The last time I went to Grandfather Mountain, if they gave me a zip drive, I didn't use it.
Well, you should use it. You would know that 81 degrees, according to the zip
81
drive,
degrees.
Was the highest temperature. Which
my
I
guess,
still don't,
my
I,
guess was I like 102.
I feel like I heard it wrong, too.
I mean, I thought it would have got hot up there.
TJ, look that up. You looking it up?
No.
No, but anyway, so they have the other cool thing that I told you, if you remember, is that when I was listening to my zip drive in my car, the Forrest Gump scene where he's running up the hill.
I don't believe that either.
It's called Forrest Gump Hill.
Your credibility on this is zero.
I'm telling you, man. Look
it
up.
And I'm going to be honest with you. You're good for some dumb facts. I just don't know if they're right.
I'm the king of dumb facts. And so, anyways.
And you think you can explore them on me.
What you got, TJ?
Highest recorded temperature, July 1st, 2012. 83.2 degrees.
83. Oh, wow. He was wrong. I knew it.
I definitely know that Tom Hanks did not go to Grandfather Mountain. What day was that?
July 1st, 2012.
2012. So maybe his old zip drive.
The question is, when Tom Hanks visited Grandfather Mountain,
he visited
did he go gym mining?
Did he go? I don't know.
Well,
when I
go to the mountains, I gym mine.
You get a wheelbarrow. I got it.
Yeah. David Sheffer, repeat. He's been on the radio before. Yeah. Listen to his show. David Sheffer, you can podcast it, everything. Great friend of mine. We went up President's Day weekend, right. and we bought the $500 wheelbarrow.
But you split it up a bunch of you and
there, oh, we were handing out rocks.
Yeah, there were a bunch of kids.
We were like, yeah. We were like the government.
I think your price per gym, your price per gym goes down.
We were giving out big rocks.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you give them $20 rock or something, and keep them quiet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm being silly.
I know you
nah,
are.
But I'm gonna tell you this: when you're at the gym,
cats
mine,
gotcha.
When you're at the gym mine, and you roll the wheelbarrow out between the troughs, people start cheering. They're like, "Yay!"
It's like ordering. You've been to the beach where you get the Titanic. It's like a banana split with like 46 scoops of ice cream in it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Titanic. Ice cream, 46
scoops. The Titanic went down.
Yeah,
well, and something else went down. That's bad news.
If you get 46 scoops down, you're going to be feeling pretty rough, I feel like, too. That's probably what it's called.
I kind of connotate it with unlimited crab legs.
Oh, yeah.
At
yeah.
the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Krabby
Mike's? They do that anymore? They do that still?
Is Krabby Mike's still around?
I hope so. I hope so. We would go to a place. We would go to Destin or Panama City.
I got a question for you. When you're on the beach and you see the little airplane with the Krabby Mike's banner flying, all you can eat, do you smell crab legs?
I think that's just the ocean, dog.
It comes across my nose.
Get excited?
Yeah.
You think they're dropping something out of the back
man.
Of that plane? Kind of like those hotel incense that Scott Disick advertises for now?
You know we go to the Nowell. We have stayed at the Nowell in Nashville. Reagan enjoyed the smell so much, you know, that we have it on our system.
Yeah,
they're trying
right.
to get Roby Services to sell this to you clients out there.
Yeah.
Roby Services will put
what's it got?
I don't know what it's called. Reagan will tell you.
Not
InfoSense or something?
Something.
Call Roby Services and get it on your system. For a couple $1,000, your house can smell fresh and clean. Apparently, Scott Disick sells it.
Well, no, he sells like a candle thing, I think. Or what do you call it, an infuser? Man, I was watching HGTV the other day, and Scott Disick showed up. He's selling some hotel scent.
If you don't know who this is, he's nobody.
It's all good.
So, just so you know. All right, we got a great guest today. We got Michael Cox. He just so happens to live on Bright Road. He's been on the radio show before. He's an investor, a real estate developer, a young whippersnapper, but he's going to talk about his new venture that he's opening in approximately a month when we return Michael Cox. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. If you missed the first segment, go back. You can check it out on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. All
wow.
social
media sources.
Well, there's a new social media.
Because we out there and everywhere.
Have you downloaded Thread yet?
I've never heard of it. And I don't want to hear
it's
of,
Facebook.
About it.
Facebook. Yeah, it's
please.
Twitter. They're trying to go for the Twitter jugular, it sounds
what'd
like.
What'd you ask me yesterday? If I have AI writing my emails for me?
No, I said you can have AI write your emails.
I have a problem delegating, so no.
Well, hold on. Before we
and
get
I
Michael
feel
Cox.
Like me and TJ are getting attacked by you guys. Y'all think y'all are techno fools. I mean, Michael's only, what are you, 22?
Close.
I mean, you're bringing this whole generation of geekiness to the radio.
Man.
We're doing what we can.
TJ's like, I don't know how to use a zip drive in the car. I'm like, me neither. And then y'all start attacking us.
You know, so it's just really, it's like a two-step process. You take the zip drive, you flip it open. If you have a USB port in your car, you plug it in, and boy,
you sound like me trying to tell my older friends how to podcast the first segment of the show. They're
That's
like,
it.
I missed the first segment. I'm like, well, podcast it.
Patrick
like,
said, Facebook, Instagram,
podcast
LinkedIn.
Is for young people.
This USB drive is going to be infamous after this one.
I know.
People are going to be asking for it.
It's pretty cool that they do that at Grandfather National.
You told
State
me yesterday
Park.
That yeah. you got an MC Hammer tape signed by MC Hammer.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
This is true. I feel like I told the story on the radio show before.
I think my first tape, I don't think this is my first, top five tapes I ever bought was Milli Vanilli.
Milli?
What do you think about
Milli?
That?
They got caught lip syncing.
They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Lip syncing.
Blame it on the
now
rain,
they got
rain,
TV
rain,
shows
rain,
on it.
Rain, rain.
You can do it now. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited.
I've been trying to have you on every time. It's like 2 hours before the show, and I didn't do my job and get a guest. We ask you to come on.
Hey, thank you.
And you're here.
Listen,
wow.
I try to be flexible here, and we made it, so I'm excited.
It's a complete joke. I'm fortunate enough to live beside you, and it's great. You came out last night to tell me you couldn't hang out. Went back inside. Hey, he just appeared. You made me actually consider that if you were a bad guy, I would have been done because you snuck up on me.
That is true. I try to be honest about when I can and can't hang. I always enjoy hanging, but every once in a while I got to shut it down.
So Michael is a young fella. What are you, literally 28?
33.
I was even thinking you were 35, so you're younger than I thought. And you used to wrestle. You wrestled in college.
Yep.
At Appalachian State, correct?
Yep, that's right.
So you always get a little jumpy. Later in the evening, you start pushing me around. I don't need my head damaged any further.
Wrestling's one of those sports where, you know, you can't just call your buddies and say, hey, do you want to go wrestle somewhere? So the times it comes in handy these days are bachelor parties and then late night Saturday nights. Those are the only times you normally can wrestle people.
So I say this. I grew up in the 80s, 90s. You know, I was a boxing guy. I used to like Riddick Bowe and Mike Tyson. That was the heavyweight guys. And you had the featherweight guys. I think Floyd Mayweather and guys like that. And
so Riddick Bowe's been on the show. Riddick Bowe Byram.
Yes. And he gets frisky too. I've never was in the UFC, which is the new world of boxing or fighting or, yeah, you know, MMA, mm-hmm, until you moved next door. And you like to rent the fights, mm-hmm, and my family now, we go in together, mm-hmm, and pitch in, and we watch these UFC fights. I think there's generally 6 fights on the card.
There was 5 last Saturday, yep.
But around that number.
Yep.
And I usually watch the first fight and then go to sleep. So
they started pretty good. Consistency is key in life.
But our kids kind of watch it. Yeah. But it's fun.
It is fun.
Those guys are talented, and women.
Extremely talented, hardworking. I mean, amazing the levels that they're at. Obviously, you know, nothing compared to my wrestling background. And I don't quite know what your boxing background is. I assume it wasn't quite at that level, but
backyard
maybe close.
Brawls.
Backyard brawls, mostly.
That's kind of what
but
I
But, yeah,
grew
it's
up
fun.
With.
It's a sporting event, which is fun to watch with you, your family, and, you know, maybe it's something. We talked about this Saturday, too, hosting every Sunday a little Panthers tailgate for the fall.
On Bright Road.
On Bright Road, which I'm hoping that happens, and hopefully we'll get some friends to come over.
So what do you think about Bright Road, Michael?
It's a great place. Whoever's visited, they know how special
it's magical.
It is truly magical. I like what you say about it each time we're out there hanging out, which is, you know, if you paid to Airbnb these houses, I mean, you would be ecstatic about what you paid for, where you're at, and what you're doing.
I said that last night about 20 times when Mike Campbell and I were sitting outside and the crickets were chirping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the river in the background and the lights and the playground that we have. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, this would be a very expensive Airbnb down in the Caribbean islands.
Maybe your house, not mine. But, yes, agreed.
So, so tell us what your venture is you got cooked. You got a bunch of things going on. You are a true entrepreneur.
Deal junkie is how I like to word
deal
it.
Deal junkie.
That's how my wife words it. I just, you know, I got ADHD bad, I think like probably all of us in this room, but, you know, I get excited. So, yeah, the venture I think we're here to talk about today is obviously the reopening of Fat Burrito. I think we teased it a little bit last time, but at this point, right, it's a little less of a pie-in-the-sky idea, and, you know, now we're actually hiring people and looking towards opening.
The old Fat Burrito, the legacy in Charlotte.
South
you
End.
Know, you read. I read this about every couple of weeks about all these legacy restaurant diners. You know, that have closed.
Yeah,
Mr. K's, Zach's, Fat Burrito,
Price's chicken right food. Across the street from the old Fat Burrito.
You know,
yeah,
the hot dog stand up in Noda
Greens. Yeah,
you bought the brand.
Yep.
And have become educated on the recipes. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You try. I mean, you didn't bring us lunch. David Sheffer, who was all into My Eye Doctor, was his business. He brought us some Maui Gyms, FYI.
Evidently, I was about to say national
take
champion
28
gym
burritos owner. To give me a pair of Maui Gyms. But
now I feel bad. We'll have to run it back and do lunch.
Maybe he'll take me to dinner on the boat.
There you go. I don't think he can get to his Fat Burrito by boat.
So tell us the process. How'd you come about this? I think it is so cool and so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the full kind of backstory that I tell people for the process is a little long, but happy to share it, is, you know, so I went to school, as you mentioned, Appalachian State. And in my opinion, part of the allure of Appalachian State is Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah,
Boone's
of course.
A magical place. It's a wonderful place. If you like anything outdoors, it's great. But what truly was awesome for me was a lot of the locally owned, you know, mom and pop restaurants, stores,
sure.
everything else. When Appalachian State went Division One, you know, a lot of these kind of larger corporate restaurants came in, which is fantastic for the town of Boone, growth and everything else. But what happened was the locally owned restaurants had to start competing on rents, everything else. And so a decent number of them kind of got ran out of town. Fast forward, you know, number of years, I'm in Charlotte working in South End at this point. And you see kind of a similar story. South End is exploding in large part due to the light rail and everything else there. You're seeing these restaurants that have been Charlotte staples for years and years, you know, whether they're ready to just retire, whether they're shutting down because they can't afford the new rents, you know, everyone's got a specific story. But I was just sitting there and said, hey, I'm going to grab one of these. I want to keep it for Charlotte. I want Charlotte to have its, you know, its restaurant that people know it for. And that just so happened to be Fat Burrito. So through a relationship of a relationship of a relationship, I get a hold of Stephen Justice, which is the original Fat Burrito
yeah.
owner. Cold called him.
He founded this.
He founded it, and yeah, in 95 or 96. I can't remember.
Stephen Justice.
Yeah, named Stephen Justice.
And so you cold called him.
Cold called him.
Didn't know the guy.
Yeah, didn't know the guy.
This is hustling, folks.
His location was where, is it Flower Child that's here now?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay,
yep.
just
yeah,
Hamlin Road.
That's the yep,
yeah.
that's the first one.
He didn't know I'd have all this in my, he didn't think I had this much capacity.
I actually am impressed with your memory on real estate, where it's at, and street names. So I, you know, Stephen and I worked out a deal. We had kind of a mutual idea of what it could
time
be.
Time out.
Yep.
What did he say when you finally cold called him?
I don't remember that.
Because I think this is great.
That was
2019.
I don't.
You've been working on this for 4 years. I mean, that's
yeah.
Hold on. So 4 years ago, you finally found his number.
Yep.
How'd you get his number?
So through, actually, my dad's got a friend named David Jewell. David Jewell is a partner in a number of restaurants and other businesses, but David was friends with him, and so I ended up getting his number through David.
Okay, we got to go pay some bills. We're getting into this. I just want everybody to take note. Stuff doesn't happen by happen chance. I mean,
or overnight.
The man is using relationships, using network. You hear all these stories all the time about us, all about relationships. Until you get older, you don't understand what that means. He's using his relationships. He's weaving, meandering, trying to figure out how to get a hold of Mr. Justice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And finally, 4 years ago, you do. We're going to hold it there. Will you stick around?
Absolutely. Love to.
Fat Burrito, you're listening to At Home with Roby. Thank you, Michael Cox. We'll be back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last couple segments, go back. Podcast us, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media feeds. Trent, we got Michael Cox from Fat Burrito.
I feel so good. It's so we're so blessed to be able to do this show every week.
Yeah.
Hang out with TJ. But it's a platform that allows us to get together and tell old stories and reminisce and joke and talk about business philosophies.
I agree.
And share them.
And where we left the last segment is we're talking about the hustle and grit that Michael had to get to this point with Fat Burrito being a month or two, give or take, out from opening.
I want to say this. When we bought, everybody thinks that the Roby family and kind of me is synonymous with the West Side and West Moorhead and Wilkinson
yeah.
Boulevard. And over time, you know, peck a little peck and peck a little peck, and eventually you got a couple little pecks, little piece of property. But when we bought our first piece of property, I started cold calling these folks, wonderful people, in 07.
Which one was this one?
The corner property.
2401.
The original property.
I thought so. I
our corner
sure.
of West Moorhead and Wilkinson. And I tell this story all the time. I was calling a phone number I looked up and leaving messages on a home answer machine, old school, you know, with the tape in it. And it was Saturday, I was going to work on a rental house at 8 o'clock in the morning, hustling. And I left my fourth message on this answer machine. I said, hey, I'm calling about this piece of property. The son happened to be at the house picking up the mail. His mama was in the hospital. His dad, who I was leaving the message for, had been passed away for years and years.
Oh, wow.
And I was saying, this is my last message. I don't want to bother you guys anymore, but please call me back.
And that's how, I mean, then it took us actually a recession, and 3 years later we bought that piece of property. So it took us 3 years.
Wow.
So, I'll say all that. It's so cool to when you start asking details. You've been working on Fat Burrito now 4 years. So what did he say when you called him?
One point on what you said real quick. I think that is a common misconception with people that are successful in business, right, is everyone thinks it's an overnight success.
It's an overnight success story.
I mean, it's grinding and grinding and grinding.
I mean, you know, how many times now, I mean, I want to make sure we get back to your conversation with Stephen Justice, but how many times do people now call you and ask you about that property, and it's like, you know, they don't know any of this stuff.
And they don't care because people are out for themselves, which is fine. Just understand, go third person and understand how things work and operate. I like it. I'll tell you this. So I give away, check it out, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Get your kids to read it, teenage kids. My mom bought it. We talk about this on the show all the time. It's one of the books she bought when I was 15 or 16. Heard about it on Bob and Sherry, Books for Kids. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I give the book out and I tell people, if you read it, I'll refresh myself on it, and I'll take you to dinner, buy you dinner, and we'll talk about it. Well, my daughter Tatum's 15. She read it, and she's an excited entrepreneur. You know that. Mm-hmm. And so I bought it on tape, and on our road trip last week, I listened to it. And I started hitting. It got me excited again. You know, this book that people are like, oh, it's a fable. It's a kid's book. It's this, it's that.
Yeah, it's great.
It gets you excited. And I started cold cock. It gave me the courage to call some people on some things that I hadn't snuffed up in a year or two.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea.
My dad used to do that for me. I'd be scared to call somebody, like a job we looked at and a lead and follow up. I said, man, I'm going to call him. He said, call him. We're riding in the truck. I'd say, I'm calling him right now. And I would call him.
And now guess what you do?
I do that to you.
You do that to me.
Actually,
gosh, all right, you're right. I've got to do it
you
now.
You do that. Actually,
sometimes you need a little pops, kick to yeah. it'll help.
A little courage.
You know, coaching, yeah, that's
and
good.
We can do that for our friends and our kids. Okay, so that's cool. It. So you call Stephen Justice.
Call Stephen.
Hold on. Did he own the real estate, sell the business, sell the property? Give me the story.
Yeah, so he did not own the real estate, so his lease was up for renewal.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Stephen, you know, saw the numbers. I don't actually know what Flower Child pays. I don't want to speculate, but I've heard some big numbers up there. And so, you know, I think he'd been doing it since 95, right? So they closed in 17. So that point, you know, he'd been working a long time with Fat Burrito. He had done some other stores. So I think he was just ready to, you know, to retire, call it a day. So Stephen's actually in California now. That's where he lives. So yeah, he picked up. I think at first I can't quite remember, but I'm sure he was confused. Like, who the heck is this calling me El Fat Burrito, right?
And he was in California when you originally called him?
Originally he was in Colorado when I first got a hold of him.
And then found him on a rafting trail?
No, I didn't find him on a rafting trip. But yeah, he is an avid outdoorsman, I understand. So yeah, we just got to chatting, and you know, I kind of told him my motivation, which is similar to what I told you guys. Just, hey, here's my passion about it. Here's why I'm interested. It's not necessarily a pure economic play. It's you know, there's deeper meaning. And we talked for probably about a year. So I guess technically I got a hold of him in 18, and then about a year later, you know, we struck our deal. He was going to sell me the recipes, sell me the trademark. So Fat Burrito is a word mark. So there's not another restaurant in the country that can be called Fat Burrito. It's a trademark word mark. Yep. You know, we've been kind of working on it.
And
since.
He just had this sitting there.
Yep.
I bet it excited the mess out of him that a young whippersnapper didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, dumb, you know, young and dumb, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's part of the excitement. you cold calling him and you're like, hey, I want to bring back your brand back. I want to bring it back in Charlotte. You want to bring it back in South End.
Yep.
And see if we can make this thing work, and I want to pay a tribute.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that was critically important to me when we first struck this deal, and I told Steven I was not going to work out anything if he was not willing to kind of be a mentor, a consultant to the project.
That's
right?
Cool.
Because our goal is to bring Fat Burrito back as close to the original Fat Burrito as possible. Recipes, atmosphere, music, vibe, right? Everything. So how do you do that? Well, of course, you got to have the original owner's influence.
You bring the OG.
And input. I mean, it's the only way. So we're going to give it a good shot. I mean, you know, I think naturally people walk in and feel like it's a little shinier than it was before. It's a brand new restaurant. I mean, I think
you got to be successful.
Yeah, we got to be successful now. So hopefully people come and support it. I'm excited. I hope everyone else is. And
maybe throw an MC Hammer picture on the wall or a Milli Vanilli picture on the wall, and you'd be off. You go.
I'm thinking your USB with the
with
facts.
The facts. No,
so,
but it's,
so it, where is the restaurant located?
So if it's called Loso Village is a development that I'm a part of, and Loso Village is on DeWitt Lane, which is basically at the corner of Clanton and South Boulevard. So if you're coming down South Boulevard away from Uptown, take a right onto Clanton. You take your first left right there behind Red Clay Cider Works where State of Confusion is. That's Tri-Clan.
Okay.
So our development is right there. We have a really nice little mixed-use development that's going to have a bunch of restaurants in it across from Guild Brewery. So Fat Burrito will be
which
the
you're
corner.
Part of the real estate side of that development as
that's
well.
Right. That's right.
Over there, where if old school Charlotte people, Queen Park Movie Theater was in this vicinity.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because you're young, wet behind the ears. But also, that's where Zach's Hamburgers was in the same area.
They were just down the road, at the corner of South and
State to give
Mark.
A little plug, we said this on the radio before, our buddy John Marino, Old Mecklenburg Brewery, is selling Zach's old cheeseburger.
I did read that. Yeah. I actually haven't been over there to try
it. I haven't
it.
Either.
I need to.
I feel bad.
Yeah,
I have tried it. It
he
is
told
amazing.
Me about it. I got all
he
excited.
Did a great job.
He kind of similar thing. You know, he's doing that in his business. I think this is so cool. The Fat Burrito logo, check it out. Google it. P-H-A-T burrito. I mean, it's an iconic logo. I don't know if you popped it up a little bit. It looks good because you were throwing stickers at me and my whole family the other night when I was just hanging out.
I got excited.
I need to start wearing a no soliciting sign when I'm on Bright Road. I'm like, why is this guy giving me stickers and my kids? And then you pass the collection plate around. I mean, is it that hard to start a business?
Yes, it is that hard to start a business.
I was about to say.
Goodness gracious. Correct. Am I back in church? I feel like my old Baptist days.
I would love a Fat Burrito sticker thrown in my direction.
I'm going to bring both you some shirts and some stickers.
We're
starting to get swag made now that we're getting closer.
Nice.
The sticker looks good. Did you clean it up? Did you refreshen it? Is it louder?
You know, we did... Steven had a lot of really creative variations and versions of his logo.
Yeah.
We tried to standardize one, right? So that way we could match our paint colors and everything else. So we brightened the yellow just a hair just to make it pop a little more. But after that, I mean, we really just picked one of them that he had and just, you know, sharpened it a hair, and that was it.
I cannot wait to come down and eat.
I got to be honest. Yeah. Somehow one appeared on my car. Did you sabotage me?
I did not do that.
Other than Roby, I've never had a sticker on my car.
I hope that's true. Good. That means I have a friend on Bright Road helping me out.
Yeah, because we slanging burritos on those four houses with Mike Campbell. That's what we're doing. All right. Well, we don't have an agenda for the last segment, do we? We're not talking Make-A-Wish cornhole yet?
Not yet.
Well, we're going to ask Michael to stick around with us for a few minutes. Will you hang out?
Love to, yeah.
All right. Michael Cox talking about his entrepreneurism, Fat Burrito, Bright Road, having fun, laughing a little. Check us out on all our social media sources at Home with Roby. We'll be back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back, Dead Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services on Trent Haston for the Roby Family Companies. We are your hosts. If you haven't listened to this one, man, you have missed. What a show. We got Michael Cox bringing Fat Burrito, Trent back. Maybe, let's see, we'll put him on the spot here. 6 weeks, 8 weeks, give or take.
Yeah, I think our goal is into August,
August
at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can hit that, it'd be great. Maybe a little sooner, maybe a little later. You know, not sure. But, yeah, into August is
we get it.
So I'm so proud of you. I'm going to tell you, I get my update when I see you every couple months at next door. I'm joking.
I was waiting for you.
But I ask you how it's going, and you tell me your trials and tribulations, and you don't say it in a negative way. You just say, oh, I'm trying to get my build out done, which Roby's not doing. And then you're like, oh, I got to order all this equipment. Oh, I got my manager. You got a good manager. You speak highly of him. If you want to give me a plug or not, I don't care. You're like, I lean on him. And we're doing this, and I got this checklist. And the other day you told me, I passively get to learn this progression. Another day you told me you're hiring people, you're interviewing people, working on your staff, trying to solicit my children. there's labor laws.
They'd probably be pretty good employees. They'd be
great
employees.
Yeah.
So now you're in the process of staffing up, and I'm sure you're down to the ninth inning, you know, you're rounding third on getting this thing done. How has the ride been?
Yeah, it's been a ride. That's a good way to describe it. And to your point on the plug, you're right. We've hired a fantastic operating partner. His name is Lynn Childress. He's doing a great job. Home Trust Bank did our financing. You're right. Roby didn't do this one, but I hope Roby's going to do the next couple of them if we get that far and we're successful. Cluck was the architect, so they were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, how has the ride been? So I've never even worked in a restaurant, right? So that's part of the problem. You know, if obviously you guys been in construction and are experts there. Yeah. You know, for a decision, for you to make a decision, construction related in your general contracting business, you know, I'm sure is second nature most of the time, and you can make decisions, move on, and keep going. You know, for me, every little decision, for example, like how big's the walk-in cooler, right, is a research process. You don't know. You got to find experts. You got to solicit advice and help. So, it's been really fun in the sense that everything's new, exciting, and, you know, you got to research. But, yeah, it's been a great ride, been a tremendous learning experience, but it's certainly been a ride.
Well, definitely when I want to buy a piece of real estate that has an iconic restaurant, old school in Charlotte, I got one in my mind right now. We'll talk about it after the show. You're going to be my operating partner.
Can't wait. Would love to.
I mean, you're cutting your teeth.
I think what you just said, too, is really important there, is that you know what you know and you don't know what you don't know, but you're humble enough to know that you don't know, and you have the humility to go listen to those that do. And I think that's a really strong example of people that are successful in businesses. They know when to ask questions and when not to ask questions, and are humble enough to take the opinion and listen to it. So that's pretty cool to hear you say that you haven't done that, but you've leaned on some people that do. And you know, nowadays we got information at our fingertips, and so you can do a lot of this research yourself. But you got to have those relationships and trust.
100%. 2 years, one mouth, right? And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You try to listen, you know, double the amount as I talk. And you know, we couldn't have done it without the experts, Cluck, construction experts, you know, our operating partners. So, yeah, we had to get the right people on the team early on to help us make decisions because God knows if I did it all by myself, we probably wouldn't be as far as we are, and we certainly weren't going to be successful.
But we hear it all the time. We're entrepreneurs and business guys and relatively young and foraged into mistakes and all this, and you hear all the time, it's so cliche. If I know what I know now, I'd have never started this business. Mm-hmm. I would have never done this business. You know, I said earlier, young and dumb. But I do think that's part of why you find success, because you go in, you have faith, and you plow ahead, and you don't lie down. I think that your fat burrito is going to make a comeback. I hope as my friend and such a great person that it's going to be wildly successful. I mean, are you one and done? What's your goal here? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and I wish I had a better answer. I mean, for me, I'm pretty simple-minded in the sense of I try to stay focused on what I can control. I can only control this one that we're opening. If I focus solely on it and we're successful 6 months, a year from now, you know, we're profitable, yeah, I'd love to do another one, right? But at the end of the day, it's hard for me to think about past one, about what it could or couldn't be. Because if this one fails, then, you know, that whole plan is right out the window.
So, are you going to do catering?
We're going to try to do catering, not at first. So there's a couple things that I think we're going to try to do probably 2 or 3 months in. Brunch is one of them. So Steven had a brunch menu. A lot of people don't remember that. He had it.
Yep.
And I actually don't know how successful it was, but he was excited about it, and we're excited about it. But to start off, it's going to be just lunch, just dinner. A couple months in, we'll probably add a brunch, and then, yes, we will add a catering piece to it, which I'm really excited about.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm thinking about our business. Maybe we can bring food over. You don't have to cater. We can make a big order for the Roby family of companies, right? We occasionally like to feed our people.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love to.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
It's cool. I mean, somebody has a cause or champion trying to raise money for an athletic association, one of our employees or their children, or has a church fundraiser, barbecue, we always, you know, offer it up. And so to support you, I'll go ahead and tell you, we'll buy lunch for the office in August.
Wonderful. Thank you.
How about that? Will you deliver it?
Yes, we'll
deliver it. And give your stump speech?
We'll bring it to you.
Will you sling your stickers out like saw blades and make sure all my people know what your brand looks
100% like? 100% we will. We'd
this
love to.
Awesome. And I'll wear, as today, Your mother lives down at Debadoo. You spent some time in your youth and growing up, and now at Debadoo. I have a one Debadoo shirt. I wore it today, so you wore your Debadoo shirt. I was trying to flatter you. You know, you got to flatter people.
So thank you.
If you give me a Fat Burrito shirt the day that we feed our staff, I will wear it.
I got to give you a bigger one. I gave you one that was too small.
You gave me one that was too tight. My pecs blowing out that thing. Hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
PHAT Fat Burrito over in Loso area, South End, off of South Boulevard, Clanton Road. Michael Cox, good luck to you, buddy. Hey, listen, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face today. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.